This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Live from Mhlanga, a premier hotel where there is open access week hosted by MUT. So this is a 3-day program, but today we are broadcasting outside and we are also off campus. So we're going to have a lot of people going to be joining us live right here on the Hlanganani Midday Show. And right now with me, I do also have Dr. MB Mutanga, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, who's joining me live right now on MET Radio. He was also one of the speakers inside, and he was speaking mostly, he was focused on the open access in practice from MET scholars' perspective, if I am correct. I'm just going to quickly welcome him on the show. Doctor, welcome on MET Radio.
Thank you very much.
Yes, so maybe if you can start here, Doc, maybe if you can just briefly explain to us maybe what does open access in practice actually mean, maybe from a scholar's view or from a researcher's point of view.
Okay, as a researcher, we do and publish research articles, right? And for you to publish, you pay what are called APCs, article processing fees or charges, and then also with some journals to access the very same articles that you publish, you have to pay. Mm. Right. So open access says, you know, let's get rid of all those charges and let's have researchers publish for free and also access information for free. Why? It's because we are the ones who are producing that same information. Why should we pay for the knowledge that we are producing? Basically, that's what open access is all about.
Yes, maybe now if we can focus maybe from a scholar's perspective, maybe from your own research, maybe or observation, in how does MET scholars currently, how do MET scholars currently view open access publishing?
I think there are quite diverse views, right? There isn't, without getting into scholars understanding exactly what this entails, but there is definitely divergent of views in terms of open access. There are some scholars who are still on paid access, but some are moving into open access. So I wouldn't say there is one single view. I think there are quite divergent views around open access.
Now, maybe you could also share maybe some example of how MET researchers are already putting open access practice in their work. Maybe some example that you could share for us.
Okay, I can say there's now a rise in scholars publishing in journals that are listed on directory of open access journals. That's where all the open access articles are. I think it's quite a rise in that. And what does it mean for MET? It means now we are paying, as an institution, we now save quite a lot of money. There is quite a lot of money that the university pays to publish and also to access published material out there.
Yes, now maybe if we could also look at some of the challenges, because I'm sure there are some challenges that are there. Maybe how can the university maybe better support researchers to overcome these obstacles, if there are any?
I think the very first challenge, I think, in any setup is what is called information asymmetry or lack of knowledge. Right, or thinking you know when actually you don't know. I think that's the most important thing. So one initiative that should happen and should happen more often and to the university-wide community is the library, the research and the research directorate to come to the different departments, different faculties, and conscientizing staff members about the open access, the benefits, and explaining. Like right now, if you look at the attendees, I think we probably like 20, and I could count the number of academics here. I think that pretty much like maybe around 10 or so. I'm not sure how many others are logged in online. But I think this kind of information should go to the whole institution, all the academics. So I would say to overcome whatever challenges, we need to educate our staff members.
Mm. Oh, that is very insightful, Doc. Now, maybe finally, before I let you go, maybe what advice would you give fellow academics, maybe who are still hesitant about embracing open access publishing?
I think open access is the way to go because of so many things. Right? From the institution perspective, we're going to save quite a lot of money. Then at a personal level, each researcher, if you publish open access, it means a lot of other scholars the world across the world will access your research without necessarily having to pay. So you are reaching a wider audience. So your research is likely to have more impact. And also you're going to have more citations and probably can even have more collaborations if people have access to what you're doing, not doing, so on and so forth. It puts you as a person on the map, on the world map, not only on the South African map, but on the world map. So I would say both staff members and students should embrace open access because of the various advantages that it brings. Quite a lot of them, but I mean, I won't mention all of them.
Wow. Thank you very much, Dr. Mutanga, for joining us on MUT Radio, and hopefully you have an amazing day as well.
Thank you very much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Yes, that was Dr. MB Mutanga joining us live right now.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.